good morning. You are 9 News. Bronco Insider. Man, he's having fun with all this. Mike List, presented by Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. I mean, this is fun, right, Mike?
You know, you just kind of keep your nose down to the grindstone and you don't think about fun or anything. You just got to, you know, you got to make one more phone call and find out a little bit more information. You go, go, go. It's not bad, though. It's, I will say that I thought things had gotten a little stale covering the Broncos in recent years. Both watching them on the field and off the field. And I thought overall, I thought yesterday was a good day for the Broncos. And because it kind of lends promise for better days ahead, you know, if they get the right GM going forward. And that's why I say it was a good day. They needed another set of eyes. And let's see if they can get this thing turned around here. And it might have started yesterday.
Let me ask you, how much power will the new GM have? You know, I always say there's a difference between appointing a guy, a GM, and empowering a guy. How much power does this certain GM, whoever it might be, how much power is that guy going to wield?
I think, for the most part, he's going to have maybe not quite as much as Elway because, you know, there's only one John Elway whose aura is, you know, is massive. But I do think the GM's going to, you know, have full authority on the roster and draft picks and free agency. I think there's going to be more of a collaboration with Coach Fangio this year. They're both going to report to John Elway. If the new GM wants to go out and get Matthew Stafford for $20 million a year, I think that's something that Elway's going to be involved with in the decision. If six games in the next year and the Broncos are 0-6, I think the GM is going to have to talk with John Elway about a possible move there. But otherwise, I do think this new GM is going to basically be in charge of the football department.
So when you say this new GM will have final say over the roster and the personnel, but not the coaching staff. So how attractive is this GM job if it comes with the understanding you already have a coaching staff that you're inheriting?
Yeah, the new GM is going to the new GM will inherit the coaching staff. You know, Vic Fangio's back. The new GM's got to understand Vic Fangio's his coach in 2021. Now, 2022, I think the coach, the GM, can get his own coaching staff. But he's going to work this year with this coaching staff of Fangio in 2021.
So then you're not really empowering a guy that this to me just feels like, hey, let's, you know, shuffle the deck chairs on the Titanic and here we go, full steam ahead. There's no icebergs in this water. It's just what it feels like on the surface. Tell me I'm misreading that.
Yeah, I think you are. The coaching staff, I mean, yeah, listen, they tried changing coaches here. They've been through three coaches in 5 years, guys. It's time to stop blaming the coaching staff. What they wanted was a new set of eyes on the roster and a person in charge of the talent on this team, which, you know, I think, you know, that's a fair determination to make when things are going bad and you've gone through the coaches. Now it's to look at the personnel staff. And I don't think John Elway and Matt Russell replacing those two guys is changing the chairs on the Titanic. I think those are major changes. You hope that that after Elway and Russell, maybe they got stale here in the last couple of years, that there's going to be a new energy to the building. But they want the new GM to work with Vic Fangio. He's been around for 40 years, you know, 35 years in the NFL, And but if it doesn't work out with Vic, you know, the GM will be picking the new head coach in 2022. I think it's an attractive job, especially, you know, if the Broncos throw 5 years and you know, $3 million a year at the GM for this job. I don't think the GM's going to have any problem with the responsibilities that, you know, that he's going to have going forward.
Mike, odds that this new GM has Bronco ties?
50-50. I think they're going to look at some of the guys that have been around. I mentioned a few yesterday. Champ Kelly makes a lot of sense, checks a lot of boxes. Dave Ziegler, who's with the Patriots, been with the Patriots for a while. You know, he was here previously. Adam Peters might be a little short here for with the Broncos, but I also think a guy like, Thomas Dimitroff, will be in play, an experienced guy who knows how to rebuild and has experience at rebuilding a program. I think, you know, maybe George Payton, an assistant GM with the Minnesota Vikings, who was in heavy demand last year, and his nephew is a pro scout for the Broncos. I think they're going to have as many as you know, 6 or 7 candidates, and a pretty widespread. They'll have all kinds of various backgrounds, but I do think some former Bronco executives will be final 2 or 3. At least one of them will be. Whether that winds up being the head person or not, I'm not sure. Keep in mind, there's 2 jobs opening here. Not only the GM, but Matt Russell's job also. And then once the GM does come in, you're talking about power. That GM has a right to bring in his own people for the whole personnel staff too. I mean, the GM, there's about 100 people with the Broncos who work for the Broncos who answer to the GM right now. And so, the GM's gonna, you know, there could be, I hate to say this, I'm sure it's gonna make some people nervous and unnecessarily so. There's a lot of people that probably are nervous about, the new GM and whether they're gonna survive and stay on for another year or two.
Real quick, Mike, what is John's long-term future? He's got 1 year left on his deal. Is this just a 1 year thing in this new role, or could you see it being extended?
I think John will help hire the GM, and I think for the most part will then get out of the way. You know, I don't think you'll see him in the building too much. I do think on the major decisions, like I mentioned, as a possibility, a coaching decision, John would be involved. He may go along with what the GM wants to do, but John would be involved. A $35 million a year quarterback, John would be involved. Otherwise, it's all with the GM and the coach. And then next year, when his contract expires, you know, at a much reduced rate, he could still be an advisor, a consultant, kind of hang around on the periphery. John Elway, It's hard to believe he'll stay completely away from football after this year.
All right. Mike, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Brett Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino.